This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins in the midst of free agency. And right then and there, man, they are starting to make their moves. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And visit them online at toyotaofhollywood.com. For the Miami Herald, Omar Kelly joining us there. What's going
gentlemen,
on, Omar?
Howard, man?
What's up? I haven't seen you in a minute, Omar.
That's true. QM must have fired me or something. But I listen to y'all on a regular basis. Hello, everyone.
What's up? What's
Hello.
Up?
Good to have you on, buddy.
Hey, so check this out.
What y'all fighting about?
Everybody needs defensive linemen and offensive linemen. And there's not a lot out there.
And there are a lot of them getting overpaid, too.
Right. So I said, I appreciate that the Dolphins are trying to fill other needs instead of going out and doing what a lot of these teams are doing. And that, oh, we need a left guard. We're going to get the guy and we're going to give him whatever he wants.
$77 million.
Right. So, I mean, what do you say? Because, you know, we all know they need help on the offensive line.
I think that it's wise and responsible to be fiscally conscious and live off a budget, especially when you know you're on borrowed time. Let's not create a mess for another GM to fix. And I wrote a column earlier in the week about Chris Greer. One, the column was basically, listen, there's nobody else to blame but you. You have pointed fingers at everybody else to survive for 25 years. The buck stops here. This is all on you. But I also pointed out that during his tenure as the top level executive for the organization, not the final decision maker, which began in 2019, but as the GM who ran the draft since 2016, he doesn't do desperate moves. Now, he'll do bad deals. He'll certainly make bad draft picks, but he does not have the stench of desperation on him, which is why it doesn't surprise me that they're not overpaying these mediocre guards 4 years, $77 million, or didn't give Milton Williams a backup with Philadelphia, the biggest free agent contract. Can you imagine that? A backup in Philadelphia got the biggest free agent contract of the entire offseason. Right. And he's talented, but is he worth $26 million, which is $2 million a year more than what you just didn't give Christian Wilkins? He's not.
Right.
I saw that you like the James Daniel pickup, like his talent.
I love James Daniel. Yeah.
How worried should we be? Because you know the Dolphin fan is terrified because it feels like every signing comes with injury baggage.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, that's how you get the good deals. Because when I looked at just the film, and yes, he only had four games last season, he was by far the best Steelers offensive lineman in those four games. He was a player that clearly, I think they've tried to trade for him multiple seasons, but he wasn't available. And he perfectly fits their scheme. Now the question is, will he be healthy for training camp and if not the regular season? You know what you get in with the Dolphins, but for $8 million a year, that's a great price when inferior players are out there making 14 and 15.
Right.
I don't know about the Frank Broom kid. I looked at him as a tackle because that's what he played last season, and he stunk at left tackle. He's okay at right tackle. But there's talk that he could be moving inside to guard. I'll believe it when I see it. I'm not opposed to the re-signing of Isaiah Wynn. It's not somebody who's going to last 17 games, but he's going to be good in the 10 to 12 games that you have him. And I would love for him to be here and them also go out and address the position in free agency and not free agency, but address the position in the draft. But I'm okay with the second tier, the Leroy Hordes of free agency. I'm okay with building a team with Leroy Hordes. I'm all right with it. The respectable bet, you're going to get a good about 14 games out of him. He's going to play his role. He's going to do his job. He's going to play special teams. I'm good with it.
Right. So
also wouldn't have the third and one problems too. We would be, that would never be an issue.
So I have two things here. One is, one of the biggest problems I have with Chris Greer is this. The one thing that you have to support what you're doing with the franchise is your draft picks. And you let them all walk. Nobody does. But Omar, nobody does that. Because it's the thing that shows that you are building a team and you are picking talent well. They've let more guys walk than
I'll agree with you, and I'll go in. I'll do this with you. I hear your point, but are you willing to pay Robert Hunt $20 million a year?
No, that was a shock. That was
the price.
That was
the price. Are you willing to pay Javon Holland $15 million a year? Everybody group knows Javon Holland ain't no $15 million
right.
a year.
Right. But here's the deal with Javon Holland.
They just signed a backup who played one-third the snaps and has more interceptions than him.
But one of the things about that position that's a little different is that it's so dependent on what you do up front.
Okay.
And so if you go sign $20 million corners and all that, if you don't have a pass rush, you wasted your money.
I will counter you and say the Xavier Howard, Jalen Ramsey were contributors to them setting a sack record in 2023. Yeah.
True.
And the safety play, even though it wasn't phenomenal, because I really don't think Javon Holland he's made like three plays a year in 4 years. Like that's not a playmaking safety. I don't know where he gets this whole reputation as being a playmaker, because he's not. I saw Rashad Jones. I know what a playmaker looks like. That he was not Rashad Jones. But I will argue with you. I'm not going to disagree with you that pressure helps the secondary, but the secondary also helps the pressure. Also helps the pressure. If you make the quarterback hold the ball a second longer than he hopes to,
they can get there.
It goes hand in hand. Now, they didn't get pressure last year, and they weren't good in the secondary. So,
right.
But still, they produced a top 10 defense, which still blows my mind. But that was just the reality of the situation.
Right.
Are you happy that Tua is getting fat again? Because I think this is great. I don't want skinny Tua. I hated skinny Tua.
Omar,
I hate running Tua. I hated that entire idea. I like chubby jujitsu Tua. He played games.
Hey, Omar, I told him this. I sent one word. One word. Off season.
Whatever, dude. I don't care. I'm glad this is what he's doing in the offseason.
Premium condition.
Let that man live his life.
Yes.
Man, like, listen, y'all judging him. He probably had like 5 beers and 20 wings at the time that y'all took the screenshot of him celebrating his birthday on a yacht.
Oh, we can tell, Omar. We can tell how much he had. Yeah.
And every single one of y'all would look exactly like Tua look in a picture right now. Now, to your point, Tobin, I also preferred Chubby Tua.
But yeah.
Last year, when everybody was talking about, oh, how slim he is, how he lost weight and this, Tua gave up sugars. He trimmed down. You could see it, but he's thick. He's a thickum. Look at his mom and dad. They're thick. He is naturally thick. That is his build. He is
exactly, dude.
He's thick. He was always thick. He was never thin. He's always going to be thick. He's always going to have a booty on him. Like, y'all need to let Tua live, man. Let that man live in the offseason.
Exactly, dude.
Hey, there's no such thing as a thin Samoan.
Right? I'm just saying, like, here's the thing. I feel like he had a year where he's healthy. He had a year where he's healthy, and then it's like, oh, now it's on my terms. Now I can go do things. I'm going to add things. It's like, no. Don't go away with what worked. And what worked was weight and not running.
No, he disagrees with you because I actually agreed with you last year. The whole putting on weight and trying to be runner and more athletic, it didn't make sense to me. And then it got knocked out of his mind in game number two. Like,
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
No, dude. But he wants to be more elusive, not necessarily a scrambler. But I don't disagree with you, Tobin. I hate that this picture is just being... Nick Hicks is going to have a field day with you people. Like, Nick Hicks, his trainer, he's going to destroy you people. Tua is going – Tua's not lazy. If there's anything that he can do to improve his game, he's going to do it every single offseason. Let that man have a week to eat his wings and drink his beer. I was honestly shocked he had a beer in his hand because I didn't even know he drank beer. Like, Tua, you know, I honestly would think Tua doesn't even drink. I would, in my mind, that's how like purist he is of an athlete. I really don't think Tua drinks, and I probably don't think he drinks. Like, I think the beer was in his hand is like, you know, when you
he was passing it on to somebody.
No. I'm not really a drinker, and if I want to hold on to something in a social setting for a very long time, it'll be a beer because I can hold that thing for like 3 hours.
You can nurse it. Yep.
Yeah, I can just sip and sip and sip. I'm not going to drink it. It's not going to get chugged. And I think that I got to ask around because I am mind blown that y'all are obsessed that he's like a little bit chunky, and we would all look like that on the boat. But Tua was drinking, and I was like, yo, that's kind of a little weird for me.
Is Eichenberg finally gone? Like, they're not bringing him back, are they?
I said, hey, every team has one of those guys that can play three positions, whether you like him or not.
Right.
And that's why he may come back.
I want him to have a fresh start. He deserves a fresh start. If he's this sitting there for the minimum salary, would I sign him? Yes. Listen, he started playing bad when his shoulder went out. Does anybody care? No, they don't.
Right.
And this has been 4 years of riding the Eichenberg Express. It is what it is. We know what it is. He's not coming back here to start. Would I sign him as a backup, as a sixth, seventh guy? Absolutely. For like a minimum or 1 year, $2 million. But here's the thing. Because of your reaction, Tobin, he needs a fresh start to go somewhere else. Michael Dieter, you don't even realize that he was a starter for the Washington Commanders.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
I didn't know that.
And that's 3 years removed from being a bust here. Like, right. Sometimes Noah Igbinoghene, starter for the Washington Commanders all season.
Right.
Sometimes guys just need a fresh start. Right. And Eichenberg, he can play. Am I interested in counting on him? Absolutely not.
I still think he poked out Zach Sealer's eye. I still think it was him.
No, he didn't. That's the one thing. Like, he said. No, I think Zach said, somebody asked, did Eichenberg do it? He's like, no, that's the first thing everybody checked. It wasn't Eichenberg.
That's what you say to protect your friend.
Yeah. So
no, Omar. No, I think Eichenberg told me, I wasn't even on the field. Don't blame me. Like, yeah. He's like, because he knows the reputation.
Right.
Like, he really feels.
Why was he? Teron, yeah, he was the only one who needed to cover up.
Teron, like, he knows the reputation. And I think he was like, it wasn't me. Don't even ask. I didn't do it. Like, I wasn't even on the field.
So, Omar, when you look at how this team is constructed and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to handle free agency, we can all be fine with what they've done to this point simply because there's really not nothing out there to go throw a whole bunch of money at for this team, right? The numbers aren't right. I just told Tobin that I believe it's not who, it's how. It's not who's on the team, but it's how they play football. They're not physical enough. They're not.
I don't see anybody you added that's going to change the physical dynamic.
But here's the thing. Can that come from the coach and saying just how we're going to do things is going to be a little different. We're going to be more physical. When you look at the success of the teams in the NFL, the one thing that they have is that kind of physicality up front on both lines of scrimmage.
The good teams.
Right. Yes. So if we all know this, then why are we watching Wildcat?
Why aren't we watching Wildcat?
I said, why are we watching this Wildcat? Everybody sprint all over the field. And then when it's third and one, you go, what do we do now?
Because
that's not even what 49ers do. And he came from the 49ers.
Let's throw out the third and one, fourth and one struggles. Okay. Cause it's been a struggle for 3 years.
Okay.
I have beaten them over the head about it for 3 years. Clearly they don't have an answer. The best answer that I've gotten is this is our running scheme. This is how we're built. And we've done everything. We work and we practice to run an outside zone, and you could talk about this better than anybody, Leroy. That outside zone ain't gonna work on third and short.
No.
So can you get a short power game? Obviously they can't, because they've tried for 3 years.
Right.
Now, what do you do to counter that? Is you can't do quarterback sneak. I'm not opposed to what you're saying about the Wildcat. I'm really not. Yeah, is that the number one problem that we have as a Dolphin fan base? No, it's not. But is it a problem that's gone anywhere for 3 years? No, it's not. Like, I they can't answer. And it's a deeper problem than just let's just add a power back, because you got a football fullback.
Right.
It's not the overall way they do things. Yes, it's overall the way they do things. And their motion, quick game, spread you out. Okay, that approach works, and it made you a top offense for 2 years. It tanked last year, but it, you know, that had other variables and circumstances to it. But the problem that you have at 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, short yardage conversion, that's a completely different entity that is a major problem that they have to fix. But it has nothing to do with your left. You didn't have success last year because you couldn't run the ball, not because you couldn't convert 3rd and 1.
Well, because here's the other problem is they tried to run the ball, but then you get in 2nd and 12 and 2nd and 13 because you run that wide zone, and now you're behind the chains, and now you're playing catch-up football, and you do it 5 drives a game to where you can't have success running the football because there's nothing wrong with 2nd and 7.
But that's an offensive line problem in my mind.
You think it's an offensive line?
They weren't getting you anything.
Okay.
They weren't get you anything. Because you can't go from running for 2,400 yards and 5 yards a carry in one season to inefficient the next season with pretty much the same talent. Because what finished the season last year was the exact same thing that was on the offensive line minus Austin Jackson. And I'm not a big believer that Austin Jackson is that much of a difference. Now, with Austin Jackson, they did have a 4-game span where they ran for 150 yards.
Right.
That with Austin Jackson, and then he went down in Buffalo, and the running game disappeared with the exception of Cleveland, one game in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Like, that, I mean, and for the second half of the season – they kept trying to fix the leaks and patch the holes and address the issue. And Isaiah Wynn finally got unleashed, and then it came alive, and then it disappeared again. And by the time we got to the end of the season, you know, Leroy, players just trying not to get hurt. Like that's all they trying to do.
Once you realize you ain't getting there.
Once you realize, once they got to the first quarter and saw Kansas City was blowing out whoever they were, or losing to Denver, I forget what it was, they was like, yeah, we done. And it wasn't just Tyreek. So, you know, I know fans would be like, yeah, Tyreek quit on the team, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe that. I do believe that, but they were saying their goodbyes to each other in the third quarter. Like,
yeah, but you can't be the leader and do that.
Who said Tyreek was a leader?
They put that C on him.
That's a mistake, right? Everybody made.
Everybody, your best player isn't always your leader.
You cannot have your most immature player be your leader.
Correct.
It don't work.
Correct.
I knew he was a captain, but Tyreek and a leader? Come on, man. Like, really?
Right.
Omar, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Go check him out. Miami Herald.
Like this all day, right?
All day, dude. All day. follow his work at the Miami Herald, Dolphins in Depth podcast. He does a fantastic job. Follow him at Omar Kelly. Always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
All right, guys.
There you go. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.